Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Our vice president, Jesse Donald Vance, is playing the pretend victim again on social media to try to torque people. And this one is one of the more abominable efforts yet. Yesterday, he was in Cincinnati at home where he went out for a walk. He said he called it while walking my 3-year-old daughter. It's kind of a weird turn of phrase. He said a group of Slava Ukraini, scare quotes, protesters followed us around and shouted as my daughter grew increasingly anxious and scared. Something to be worried about, I guess. He said he decided to speak with the protesters in the hopes that he could trade a few minutes of conversation. Nearly all of them agreed. And then he said it was a mostly respectful conversation, but if you're chasing a 3-year-old as part of a political protest, you are a shit person. Gotta tell you, JD, once again, every accusation is a confession, and you are the shit person in this case. A few examples that I'd like to point to. First and foremost, it is the people of Ukraine that are suffering right now. The 3-year-olds in Ukraine that are suffering. J.D. Vance and his daddy, Donald Trump, paused intelligence sharing with Ukraine because of the temper tantrum that they had in the White House. And the ramifications of this have been unbelievable. I did an interview with Caitlin Robertson from Kyiv right here on this YouTube page. You should go check out if you missed it. Just a very alarming report. And here we've got the Institute for the Study of War just talking about all the ways in which Russia intensified their campaign, all of the damage that was done, the deaths as a result of Ukraine not having the intelligence they needed to repel bombs, to know where the Russian military units are, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, I think the person that sums this up best is Roman Sheremeta. I saw this on Twitter, and he wrote, "I hope J.D. Vance watches this video, because J.D. Vance complained that his 3-year-old daughter was scared by a group of protesters shouting Slava Ukraini, but the girl in this video lost her leg due to a Russian attack, yet she continues to smile and continues to live." Heartbreaking, but beautiful. What a beautiful little girl. And this is what we're talking about. JD thinks he's playing some internet game where he's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, own the libs by, you know, trying to use my daughter as a shield. Well, unfortunately, he's taken away the shield that protected girls like his in Ukraine, and for no reason. Like, there's no reason we couldn't be sharing intelligence with Ukraine right now. We're just doing it because ostensibly Trump and Vance have decided that they are on Russia's side of this conflict. Moreover, just a couple other things I'd like to flag. It was just a couple weeks ago when Ro Khanna brought up his children. He made an appeal to J.D. Vance and said, you know, you might remember all of these mega, big mega accounts, including Elon Musk, were attacking Indians on H-1B visas. J.D. Vance's wife is Indian, so his children are Indian-American. And Ro Khanna had tweeted, you know, essentially saying, you know, like we should condemn this on behalf of our children. J.D. called that emotional manipulation. Then said that Ro was hiding behind the kids and he was committing emotional manipulation. And like, here he is, like, just shamelessly doing the exact same fucking thing. Well, not the exact same fucking thing, actually. Here he is just a few weeks later, using actual emotional manipulation, on behalf of his really shameful abdication of the people of Ukraine. Lastly, I know you've been waiting for this one. The video came out. The video came out. And like I said, frankly, if J.D. Vance and his child were walking down the street and there were Ukrainian protesters shouting at them from across the street, as long as they're not targeting the child, you know, saying anything about the child, right? Like, I think that when you become the vice president, you assent to the fact that like people in a free country are going to yell at you when you do really unconscionable things. So I would have been okay with even the situation as JD described it, honestly. The actual situation, we can watch here, and we'll just play a couple of clips from it. It goes on for about 3 minutes, but as you can see, this is not people chasing down his daughter.
What we're doing is we're actually forcing a diplomatic settlement. If you talk to Joe Biden,
in Ukraine benefits. No,
what about the military?
Do you think Russia can be diplomatic?
About the United States.
Maybe he's Putin's best ally.
This is about a separate country, and I don't think our investment in that country can go on indefinitely. I understand the industry.
You're forcing a settlement.
Forcing both the Russians and the Ukrainians.
One of the one of those protesters, Ann Henry, talked to WCPO News in Cincinnati and said this is just all lies. Nobody was chasing him. She says it's a complete fabrication. So Jesse Vance there just like makes up a fake story to play the victim. The other interesting thing from that clip is one of the back and forths was one of the protesters sounded like a woman was yelling that Russia is always the aggressor. I think she mentions Crimea, a couple other examples.
Ukraine in 2023, 2022.
But
there needs to be
Georgia
a settlement.
And
ma'am,
they are the aggressor every time.
Ma'am, I understand that that's your view, and certainly
well,
they have.
Our
and certainly, I have condemned, ma'am.
And JD's like, well, that's your opinion. I love how even in these encounters, JD cannot just acknowledge that Russia is the bad guy and they're consistently the bad guy and they are the ones that have been infringing on other people's territory. He has to like continue to keep up this possibility that they were baited or whatever to appeal to the Tucker Carlson conspiracy wing. So there you go. That is our vice president. That's what he did this weekend, I guess. Shit posted. We'll be back here for more. Subscribe to the feed. We'll see you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.